این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a short part of Imam Khomeini's speech. Not being negligent of giving thanks for the blessings of Allah. In the imposed war between Iraq and Iran, when we go to the war fronts, the youth are actively engaged in that manner that are sacrificing their lives. When we visit the hospitals, we see the sick in that manner. The disabled, those that have been disabled in the war, those that have been injured in the war, have such Islamic morals. What was the gendarmerie in those times and what it is now? How was the army and how is it now? Who were the personnel in the army staff and who are the personnels now? Thank Allah, everything has changed. We must thank Allah and safeguard this. To safeguard this is that we be together.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. On the subject of freedom, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "The imported freedom is one which has dragged our children to corruption and debauch." You know, this viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is about freedom and the dangerous type of it. Freedom based on Imam Khomeini's thought is a gift from God and blessed by God through the resistance and long struggle of Muslim nation of Iran. According to Imam Rahmatullah Alayh, freedom is one of the greatest ideal of Iran's revolution and Islamic movement. Nobody has authority to deprive people of God-given freedom. He noted to all aspects of freedom and knew the ensuring freedom of opinion, expression, criticism, assembly, press, media, and etc. as the task of the Islamic State. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, in his remark on struggle, conceded freedom as a major goal, and this word was expressed repeatedly in his pre-revolution speeches. He considered freedom as the basic human right which was bestowed to him or her from the beginning of the creation. It is like the right to live that he or she benefited from before the formation of society and government.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
Governments are obliged to protect its privacy, valuing freedom highly. He knew that freedom as the outcome of monotheism, as belief in God leads to freedom of human and depriving others of freedom was equivalent to atheism. However, the dangerous freedom that Imam Rahmatullah Alayh is talking about is the one that some individuals sometimes exploit intricate and ambiguous concepts such as freedom to serve their motives. They mention these concepts equivocally so that the addressee understands it in a certain way while they mean something else, and thus they advance their sinister motives. This is what Imam Rahmatullah Alayh warns us not to accept, and we should be prudent in detecting these types of freedom. Okay, dear listeners, that's the time we've got for this episode. For ending, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayh about freedom once more. Well, in that regard, he said, The imported freedom is one which has dragged our children to corruption and debauch. Thank you very much for being with us in this episode, and until another one, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.